Shum tzorich. Okay. Rav Yamin wanted to present me, I will present him.
Oh, no, okay.
You have the best Rav in the world.
I'll introduce a Rav Yamer after he leaves.
In a week we're going to celebrate Shavuot. Certainly the question is, what has to be our preparation? What is the main thing that is being decided in Shavuot? We know Rosh Hashanah things are being decided. Yom Kippur things are being decided. Shavuot looks like an historical chag. I celebrate that a lot of years ago, Torah was given. But what really does it mean to me? And what this chag in a week will change my life? And how I should be prepared for that? That is the main thing that I want to speak. We are now toward the end of the year. And certainly the question of how to take what you got so much in that so special place with so special rabbis and teachers, how to take that to life is the second thing that I want to speak about. Says the Gemara in Megillah, Ezra tiken lahem leYisrael sheyu korin klalot shebetorat kohanim kodem atzeret. Ezra, when he was making the Kriyat Torah and what to read every Shabbos, he was makpit la parasha bechukotai that we read already would be always before Shavuot. Because you need that there will be klalot in order that we can say tichle shana v'klaloteha. The klalot are over. So he did that twice. Once before Shavuot and once in Mishneh Torah in Sefer Dvarim Kodem Rosh Hashanah. Mai tama kedei shetichle shana v'klaloteha. So before Rosh Hashanah we understand. The man is being nidon, chayim, mavet. So I understand that all the klalot have to be finished. But we are not being nidon in Shavuot. So why is it so important to have the klalot before? So ask the Gemara, v'atzeret Rosh Hashanah? Atzeret is similar to Rosh Hashanah? Anything is being decided? Yes, answer the Gemara. In mean yes. Atzeret nami Rosh Hashanah. Ditnan ba'atzeret al perot ha'ilan. Atzeret, Hashem decides how many fruits there will be. Very nice. What is connected to me? So there will be less oranges. Not so good apples. That's a reason that because of that, there will be klalot in parashat bechukotai. That's not directed, connected to the man. So what is the pshat? That Israel was so makpi to have klalot before Shavuot because there is a din, and in the din we have to be zakai. And what does it mean to us? What's the fruits are connected to us? Let's see, please, the second Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Mipnei ma amra Torah haviu shtei alechem ba'atzeret. In Shavuot we have to bring shtei lechem. Why are we bringing shtei lechem? Mipnei she'atzeret zman perot ha'ilan hu. Because atzeret, Hashem decided on the fruits. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, haviu lefanai shtei halechem kedei shitbarchu lachem perot ha'ilan. Doesn't make sense at all. You should bring lechem, you should bring two chalot, in order that you'll be zauke in the din of perot. Why don't you bring perot? Why not to bring two oranges, two apples? What's the connection between the two breads and between perot ha'ilan? Says Rashi, Ve'ani shamati de Rabbi Yehuda letame. Rabbi Yehuda that says it goes according to his shita, his way of thinking. דה אבלה כמן דאמר בסנהדרין את שאכל אדם הראשון חיטה הייתה. דחי טוב אדם הראשון.
What he ate from its adat was a fruit of chita, was a raw. Before chet Adam HaRishon, all the breads were in the tree. And the bread was exactly like fruits. Like there are apples and oranges, there were rows. Brooklyn Bakery was on the tree. All the American went here, all the Israeli went there. According to the different bakeries. But everything was in the tree. You didn't need to grind and to be kotzer. That's only after the chet of b'zeat apecha tochalachem. Then you needed to do 7 melachot before there is bread. And a big process. To be zoeah and to be kotzer. All that is only after the Chet Adam HaRishon. Before Chet Adam HaRishon, there was only fruits. And in Shavuot, says Rashi, we want to remember that before Chet Adam HaRishon, everything was fruits. Therefore, we bring Shteh Alechem, because Shteh Alechem were fruits.
And still nothing is clear. Why should we bring something that were fruit and not to bring something that is fruit now?
Why not to bring oranges? Why not to bring apples? Why to bring something that was a fruit before Chet Adam HaRishon? Because you're nidon on Chet Adam HaRishon. Because you're nidon on Perot. Why not to bring what is Perot now?
Explain the Pri Tzadik. And I think that's the beginning of understanding what Shavuot is. When we say that in Shavuot, what are being decided are the fruits, it doesn't mean how many apples will be in the world. How many oranges. It means your life. How many fruits you are going to have. Fruits is a symbol of things that you're going to get easy. You only put water and you have little to work in the tree and the fruits. You don't have to grind and to put in the oven and to be kotzer and to be dash and to do all the 7 melachos. It's going to be decided how much fruits you are going to have in life. Are like before Chet Adam HaRishon, and how much you're going to have the curse of Bezeat Apecha Tochalachem. Are you going to have easy, comfortable life, or are you going to have difficult, frustrated life? This is what is being decided in Shavuot.
We don't understand how that is connected to Matan Torah.
But now we understand why you have to say klalot before. Why we are saying tichle shana v'kilolotea before Shavuot.
Because we don't want to have frustration. We don't have to have want hard. So we say all the frustration finished. You know it's going to what is being decided. How much you're going to have things easily and how much hard. How much percent in your life is connected to Bezeat Apecha Tochalachem and how much not? What was the difference between before Chet Adam HaRishon and after Chet Adam HaRishon?
Before Chet Adam HaRishon, Yetzer Hara was outside the person. But inside, he didn't have any confusion. Feelings were clear to him. Aim in life. Why I'm here in this world? To serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. To be Mekadesh Yem Shamayim.
The target. What is my chelek? How? What I have to give to Klal Yisrael? Why Hashem gave me this specific presence in order to do it. I remember that when I finished the 5 years in Shalavim, and I had to decide if I'm going to psychology or going to be a rabbi, I couldn't sleep at night. My father, Alav Shalom, came from Germany with the understanding of Torah and Mada, and it was from the very much in the house. Until today, now a lot of students are like, direct them that way. But I had to decide why Hashem put me in the world. And for 2 years, I couldn't sleep day and night. To the point that I came to the Rosh Hashiva and I asked him on Fridays to teach without getting one penny, only to know if that's my chelek or not. If I would be before Chet Adam HaRishon, things would be clear to me like the sun. In Shavuot, it's being decided how much you're going to have Beze'at HaPecha and how much you're going to have clear according to the question how much you are confused and how much not. In what you are confused, in which level. Everyone has things that are not clear to him. But the question is if these things are in the fundamental or if these things are up there. That's what Rav Dessler calls Nekudat HaBchira. Where is your conflict? Where do you don't know? Where are you confused? Is it on the fundamental things of who you are? Or is that clear and you are confused later on? When the man ate from Chet Adam HaRishon, Yetzer Hara came to be inside him. And now he heard two voices, and the two voices said, we are Yetzer HaTov, we are who you are. And he had to decide between himself, who is he? And therefore he needed to work. It's not a curse, says the Nefesh HaChaim. It's not the outside punishment. It's a way to help him through the work to understand who he is. It's a way to use his forces. There was a boy that came to me yesterday to my office. He had to decide if to stay another year in yeshiva, finish the 5 years, or to go to a certain job to teach. And I spoke with him longly, and I told him that I think that if he will go to teach, forces that he doesn't discover inside him will come out. Before Chet Adam HaRishon, he didn't need that. He didn't need that work in order to understand who he is. So we are going to have easy life because Hashem wants us to do our shlichut in the word. If things are clear to us, and we're going to have hard life because that will help us to understand who he is if we don't know who we are. And this is what's going to be decided in Shavuot. How much Torah you have, not how many pages you learned, not only how much material you know, how much Torah you have inside you. Decisions that you are going to do in life, where to go through the summer, where to live, with whom to marry, is the first thing that you are going to ask yourself automatically is what Hashem wants. That means non-confusion. This is what it means to be Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. It doesn't mean that you should think about Hashem when you are driving. That too dangerous, you come too close to it. Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid means think before any decision. And not first we think what is convenient and what is good and so on, and then in the end is it contradicting halacha or not. But it has to be that the first thing that comes to my mind is, I'm Eved Hashem. I'm here in the world to do Ritzon Hashem. What is it? And then it will take you time to understand what Hashem wants. Okay. But that has to be the direction.
And that's what we are going to have a Yom Din in Shavuot. And that is what is going to be decided. And you're here in order to try to solve this confusion, or not to solve it, but to bring the confusion to different stages and not to the basic. Always there will be confusion. But the question is, how much percent of the confusion you are being metaken as Chet Adam HaRishon? How do we succeed doing it? How do we really succeed living life without confusion? How do we really succeed living life when the most priority of our life is to do Ritzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ma Hashem Elokecha Doresh Mimcha. No, we have to understand. It doesn't mean not to go to university. And it doesn't mean not to live regular life. But all that has to be part of Avodat Hashem. All that has to, you're learning in university because this is what Hashem wants, not because you're taking vacation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you're learning tools in order to contribute to Klal Yisrael. In order to fulfill your goal. What are the main things that you will concentrate in Shavuot in order not to be confused? Let's go back to Har Sinai. Rav Soloveitchik asked the difference between Luchot Rishonot that broke and Luchot Shniot that remain is the difference between that Luchot Rishonot were given publicly, therefore there was Ayin Hara, and because there was Ayin Hara, they broke. There was a whole ceremony. They couldn't touch the mountain. Chol Shofar, Anan Yored. But all that caused the Ayin Hara. It was too fancy. And therefore the Luchot Rishonot broke. The Luchot Shniyot was given privately. Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shamayim, no one saw, gave him. Therefore they remained. And certainly Rav Soloveitchik asked, if Hashem knew that publicly is not good because there is Ayin Hara, why Luchot Rishonot didn't give privately? What's the whole idea of giving them publicly, and then there is a problem, and then you need Luchot Shniyim? Give Luchot Rishonim privately and finish. What was the ceremony? What was the idea of the ceremony? Two things. Explain Rav Soloveitchik. And with that, I want to go later on to Rav Kook and to Maharal, and with that, that's the line that I want to go today. Till Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu came and said, Hashem spoke to me, and he said, do this. And Hashem spoke with me, and do this. They did never thought that Moshe Rabbeinu is a liar. But they didn't understand, what does it mean? How your ear can hear Hashem? We can't hear Hashem. So all the time there was a doubt in what he said. Not a doubt that they thought that he's saying wrong. But a doubt, because they couldn't cooperate, they couldn't understand. How can it be Hashem talks? And that doubt caused that there would be some break, some gap between them and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, between them and Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mefarshim explain, Rav Hirsch very much go with that, that the Torah Bechavana wrote even the sins of the Avot in order that we can take them as a role model. Because if the Avot never made the sin, we would never see them as something that we... There would be a gap between we and them. We can't see them as a role model. They're not human.
Moshe Rabbeinu came, said, I spoke with Hashem, that caused a gap between Moshe Rabbeinu and between them. They didn't understand how that can work, and it even took away part of their emunah.
When they heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first two Dibrot, spoke to them, they did not understood yet how does it work, but that question didn't bother them anymore. Like Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't bothered by the question, how does it work, biologically, chemistry. They didn't have a doubt here. They heard Hashem. So even if it causes Ayin Hara, Ma'amat Har Sinai is important in order that there won't be doubt.
And when there is no doubt, then you can be emotionally connected.
And when you feel emotionally connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, when there are no doubts, when there are doubts, you can't feel connected. I heard before upstairs, when I was waiting to the copies, that you learned a lot about tefillah.
And I was so happy. Because I believe that if someone doesn't understand how tefillah works, why do I have to speak? Hashem doesn't know without my speaking what I want. How tefillah can change Hashem. If you don't understand how it works and you have so many questions, you can't feel connected to tefillah. Therefore, I was so happy to hear. Big yishar koch.
So you know what the ceremony did? What Ma'amad Har Sinai did? That there were no questions. The things were clear. They came to be real. Not clear, because they didn't still know how it works. They still didn't understand. Hashem doesn't have a mouth, so how can we hear Him? So it wasn't clear in the brain, but it was real. The first thing that a girl has to do in order not to be confused is that Hashem will be real to her. His existence, His ruling the world, He's deciding on her life, has to be completely real to feel the Shekhinah, to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is opposite me when I daven, to know that He's there and to feel Him,
and to feel that emotional connection to Him. Rav Soloveitchik was asked, and I think today the situation is very different than then.
But he was asked, why there aren't enough people making aliyah from wire? And I say, I think that today the percentage is a lot more. Rav Yamin is an excellent example. See please his answer in the third page. Says, our youth succeeded in a brain. Nitzotzot gadlut hamochin kaltubo. He'll have yediot. He have knowledge. He have deepness. He knows dinim. He enjoy nice shiurim. But to make aliyah, that's not enough. You can have a machloket. Is there mitzvah yeshuv Eretz Yisrael today? There is no mitzvah yeshuv Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so if you're only going with the brain without heart, then you can say, I'll be somech on the shita that there is no mitzvah yeshuv Eretz Yisrael.
Adayin, says Rav Soloveitchik,
ein halev meshatef pe'ula b'ze. Ein ha-halacha na'aset lo metziut nafshit. ההתוועדות הממשית עם השכינה חסר. It's not enough to have things in logic. You need that the halakha will come to be reality. מציאות נפשית. You need to meet שכינה. התוועדות עם השכינה.
If you don't understand that in Israel there is more שכינה, and you're not used to meet שכינה, then you don't think about Aliyah.
If you only do according to the hand, this shita and that shita, and only the halacha, okay, so that shita, that today there is no mitzvah to shuvah to Israel. It was canceled when they went to the exile, it will come only when Mashiach will come, and so on.
Says Rav Soloveitchik, יודעים הצעירים את כל הער שההלכה מתייחסת לארץ הקודש.
אבל הכרה זאת, they see it in the learning. And it doesn't come to be part of their experience, what all the Dorot wanted. They were praying for Yerushalayim. We had this week Yom Yerushalayim. They were praying for Medinat Israel. They were praying for the process of Geula.
But if you don't have your heart, if you don't feel these things, then you won't come to make decisions according to the question, what Hashem wants me to do.
And I'm not saying that the decision has to be that everyone makes aliyah. That's not what I mean.
So you know what was in Matan Torah? Hitva'adut ha-shechina. And there is a meeting with the Shechina. There is less confusion.
And we'll see in a minute that's the understanding of the words of Bnei Yisrael, Na'aseh v'nishma. When they said the words of Na'aseh v'nishma, they said, we are not confused. Because we feel it.
So if a girl doesn't want to be confused, a girl has to feel HaKadosh Baruch. By davening. By doing chesed. By having a connection with the Rav. To be sure that there are no questions that bothers her in a way that she can connect. Like when Israel couldn't connect before they heard Hashem, because it was so strange to them when Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm hearing Hashem. So you must take these questions out. And no matter what are the questions, questions can cause you, if they bother you, not to connect. So you have to speak with the Rav. Be sure you have answers. In order to feel a Kadosh Baruch, like they felt.
Rav Kook says very, very interesting thing. Go to university and take the courses, biology, Spanish, chemistry, unbelievable. Really, science, so many topics. But the more fundamental ones are not there. How to love yourself. How to love Hashem. How to love your friend. How to love your husband. How a husband loves his wife. How to love the kids. Says Rav Kook, you know why they're not there? Because they're inside you. Look please in the words of Na'aseh v'nishma in the second page. Says the Enaya, the last paragraph. Kol davar, I want to translate every word here because it's important. Kol davar she'eino bateva. If it's not natural, if it's not part of you. Spanish is not part of you. Japanese. Therefore, tzarichu betchila hakasha velimud ve'achar kach mityashrim el asiyato. You need to learn in order to put it far away inside you. Aval ma shehachana hativit gmurabo. But the thing that are part of you, love is part of you. Love between a man and a woman. Ein tzarich limud. You don't have to go to university. Because ha'adam shat el ha'asiyah. It bombs out from him. You know what Bnei Yisrael, when they said na'aseh v'nishma, what they said? Why first na'aseh and then nishma? They meant to say, it's inside us. It's not an outside, far away thing that we have first to learn in order to feel connected. It's inside us. We have to learn how to express it from the inside to the outside. It's like a man that will come from the jungle and he wants to give so much, but he doesn't know how to buy a present because he never bought it. So he has to learn how to buy a present. But he has that power of giving inside him. You only have to learn how to take it from the inside to the outside. That's what happened to Bnei Yisrael and Matan Torah. They felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much inside them. That word for Rav Soloveitchik calls Hitva'adut im Hashchina. So, in order not to be confused, and it's not easy in our generation not to be confused. When you have so much technology and internet and so many messages that doesn't come from the Torah word. A girl really, in order to build a house without confusion, a girl has to have full Torah inside her. And then she will be zochet to peirot. She will be zochet, Hashem will give her all what she needs. Like in Shemitah, we saw in the last parashiyot. On the sixth year, the word is being built in a way that in the sixth year he's giving fruits for 3 years. Because the word is being built in a way that he wants to help you to serve Hashem. So two things happen in Matan Torah. Two understanding to Na'aseh v'Nishma, and with that we'll finish. A, we feel it inside us. It's not an outside thing, it's an inside thing. And if it's an inside thing, if you don't have it, you are lacking. Imagine a man that can't talk. He will always feel crippled in his life. He will feel that something is missing. Therefore, a Jew can't be a full, happy person if he's not connected to Hashem. Because he has it inside him and you have to take it out. And Torah and Mitzvot is a way how to take them out. He will feel empty in life. And Rav Kook explained that what it means that Hashem put the mountain and said, if you don't accept Torah, I'll kill you. Not I'll kill you, you are killing yourself. Because denying to who you are, because this is what you are. A Jew by definition is different from a Goy. And what you are by definition is you have that spiritual force. So not to be confused is to feel that. Number one. Number two is the explanation of the Maharal. The Maharal says, מה שקפה עליהם ההר, שלא יאמרו אנחנו קיבלנו התורה מעצמנו. ואם לא היינו רוצים, לא היינו מקבלים את התורה. ודבר זה לא היה מעלת התורה, כי התורה כל העולם תלוי בה. ואם לא הייתה התורה, היה העולם חוזר לתוהו ובוהו. You know why, even though they said נעשה ונשמע, Hashem forced them to be מקבל תורה? Because if you only do it by volunteer, it means it's not necessity. Okay, they decided they want, they got it. Hashem wanted to tell them, if you want to be mekabel Torah or mitzvos, I will destroy the word. The word can't be exist without it. It's not bonus. It's not extra. Without it, you can't live. A man can't live, a Jew can't live, the word can be exist. So according to the Maharal, it's the same idea of Rav Kook, but it's in the brain that they should understand that it's necessity of the word. So Rav Kook speaks about the emotions, and Maharal speaks about the brain. Hashem wanted to make it clear to them that the world cannot be without Torah. The world cannot be without Am Yisrael. My life cannot be without Torah. My life cannot be without giving to Klal Yisrael. So if to summarize what we spoke that is going to be decided in a week is how many fruits and happiness and convenience we're going to have in life and how much misfrustration. And that is going to be decided according to the question if we are confused or not confused. Hashem wants us to work Him, but we have to make things that it will be clear to us. We spoke about that Shivita Hashem Lenegdi Tamid means you know every decision you make in life. The question what Hashem wants is the first question that I'm asking myself. And we said that the way how not to be confused is in two things. To feel the Shechina, to work on my emotions, to work on my tefillah, and to understand things in the brain. And only the combination of these two, of brain and emotions, can really cause a girl. The Torah and life can work together. That even when she will be outside of this unbelievably place, she will be focused in Avodat Hashem, and she will succeed learning, living a broad life of Torah and not a double life of Torah. In my understanding, this is the biggest challenge of our generation. The main thing that I got from yeshiva in my life, I came from a very good house, and I remember that I didn't understand when I came to yeshiva what yeshiva will add to me. Not in terms of knowledge. Knowledge I understand. But in terms of life. But yeshiva added to me that working Hashem is not only when you daven and when you learn and you do mitzvos, but working Hashem is a 24-hour thing. That life of Torah is not points. Life of Torah is a line. And the question is, when you eat, when you drink, when you doing these things, are you doing that to get energy to work HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is your life, is life, is connected to Hashem, or only certain points are connected to Ribbon Hashem? I want to finish with the letter of Rav Hutner, and with that we'll finish. See, please, the letter, in the end, it was Xerox the opposite way, I apologize. A doctor wrote to him that when he goes to hospital, he can't focus in working Hashem. And only when he learns at night, he can focus on that. Tell him, Rav Hutner. Haroshem HaKlali HaMitkabel MiDvarecha, what comes from your letter is that for you it's clear that secular life is double life. I don't have to tell you that I never believed in double life. You know what double life is? Like a man lives in Tel Aviv, part of the day after being in Yerushalayim, so he sleeps in a hotel. That's double life. You don't live the same style of life in a hotel like you live at home. But if you have a big house, that's broad life, that's not double life. And that's the question. The question is, your life, is it similar to a house, a hotel? Or your life is similar to a house with 3 rooms, 4 rooms? Omnam, mi shesocher lo cheder lichyot bo chayei tushav, vesocher lo od cheder b'malon lichyot bo chayei oreach, bevada yesh lo double life. אבל מי ששוכר לו דירה בת שתי חדרים, יש לו broad life, not double life. זכורני שביקרתי פעם בירושלים. In the hospital of Shari Tzedek, Dr. Valach Shlita. He was the founder of Shari Tzedek. וראיתיו, he went to a chole to make operation, שהיה עומד להיכנס לחדר ניתוח.
And before he started to give him the shot, he asked him, what's the name of your mother? Stood aside, say to heal him, and then started the operation. That's broad life of Torah. And if you will be in the hospital in that way, you can live broad life and not double life.
כשסיפרתי את זה לאחד מגדולי ירושלים, מתבטא כמה צריך לקנות ביהודי זה שיש לו הזדמנות לשמש כלי שרת לכבוד שמיים. תגיד לי האמת, האם אמירת פרק תהילים לשלומו של חולה, האם זה double life or broad life? ואתה חביבי יקירי, חלילה לך מנראות את עצמך באי כפול של חיים כפולים.
When we say in שמע ישראל, השם אלוקינו, השם אחד, כל המעריך באחד, מעריכים לו ימיו ושנותיו, כל חייך צריכים להיות בבחינת אחד. צר לי, if you don't know this idea. The question is how your life looks. Is it points, one here, one there, are not connected?
המון נקודות המפוזרות זו תחת זו, בוודאי שיש בה מן הריבוי.
But if the same points are in a circle, הקדוש ברוך הוא is in the center, and he is connected to all your points in life, then no matter how wide it is, you are focused and connected to Kadosh Baruch. And that's what this means, Hashem Echad.
אבל אותו המון נקודות עצמו כשהוא מסודר מסביב לנקודה אחת, הרי זה אחד. זוהי חביבי חובתך בעולמך להאמין במרכז חייך את האחד, and then you won't have double life. כל נקודה חדשה שתרחוש תרחיב את העיגול, אבל האחדות איננה זזה ממקומה. My blessing to you.
Probably I won't see you to the end of the year. So I want to bless you as a Birkat Kohen. And you'll be zoche to live life without confusion. You will be zoche to be pogesh et ha-shechina, like Rav Soloveitchik speaks. You will be zoche to feel that connection that Rav Kook speaks about. You will have answer to questions and have a kesher to all the rabbis that taught you this year. And have a life that would be broad life and not double life. It doesn't mean that the circle have to be narrow. The circle can be wide. But it means that everything is in a circle and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is connected to your 24 hours and all what you do in life. And that's in my understanding,
and the real understanding in my bracha of Shiviti Hashem Benegedi Tamid. Erev Tov.
Thank you for sharing words of Torah and Torah. Very, very busy schedule. Very much appreciated.